Thank you for being a friend. I know I can't sing, y'all. Travel around the world and back again.
I knew that
Heart
was going.
Is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, Thank you for being a friend.
Hey.
Y'all, myself, Mr. Mark. What up, y'all?
Hey, everybody. What's going on? It's your boy, Montel.
And it's your beautiful Black bibliophile, Miss Angie, the foodie. Welcome to a mini-sode episode. Yeah.
So, yes. So far, you guys like
what we're Betty White.
Yeah, we lost the final Golden Girl, y'all. So they're all up there now causing each other hate and discontent. So
mm-hmm. Y'all don't rip on my singing or my lack of knowledge of the words.
Oh my God. You know, how many people have screwed up those lyrics? It doesn't even matter. It's almost traditional to screw up those lyrics. It's like it's almost traditional just to sing it when you hear it.
I know. But, that's my jam.
But thank y'all for everybody who's been supporting our mini-sodes. We have a few people in listening and they like what they're doing. And the word is going out about us. So thank y'all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
With that being said, we're going to jump right into it, y'all, because Montel got a conference to get to.
Yeah, I got a con. I will be going to MAGFest. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So ladies first.
No, you do yours first.
Okay. I'm trying to be courteous and everything. So you guys know on the mini shows, I talk about a comic that just came out or is getting ready to come out. And let me tell you, these comic companies ain't playing. I came across a comic which has two significances for me. One, I love the concept of it. And two, a good friend of mine that I went to high school with co-wrote this comic. And I reached out to her. It's called Good Boy. And is written, her name is Christy Blanche. She's a professor from Ball State University. She also owns a comic book store in Indiana, where we're from. We went to high school back in the 80s. So we were nerd friends. So before people even knew and understood, we were like enjoying that moment. But Good Boy is taking it from a man's best friend standpoint to another level. So we're taking it from the viewpoint of a character named Flint. Flint is a dog. Flint's owner was killed by a company that they got away from. And Flint now, and in this world, dogs and humans coexist, literally like companions and their tag teams. So now that Flint's master, John, has been killed by the company they're trying to get away from, he's on a moment, he's on a path of vengeance. And when I tell you, this made me just think so much of John Wick, except what would happen if John Wick got killed and the puppy said, fuck y'all, I'm coming after y'all with everything I got. And that's exactly what he's doing. It is such a fun ride to see this level of vengeance taken from a flipped standpoint. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy this. They're getting up to issue three here real soon. I've read issue two. Magnificent writing. The artwork is spot on. It fits the flow of the story. Mm-hmm. And it's just a fun ride. Like I said, what if John Wick's puppy lived and John Wick died? I'm talking
the panda.
Yeah, everything. Good. If you get a chance to go find Good Boy, fucking jump on top of that, because it's one of my favorite picks, along with Maniac from New York. It is definitely one of my favorite picks.
It's called Good Boy?
Yep, it's called Good Boy. My friend, her name is Christina Blanche, Blanch.
And when does it come out?
Issue three is about to be released here soon. So right now it's still early, so you can get issues one and two.
Okay.
So definitely check it out.
That sounds familiar.
I reread it again yesterday, and it still gave me the shivers, like, wow, when John Wick's puppy decided enough was enough and they took out John. Same premise, work for organization.
Yeah, and that's pretty cheap too.
Oh yeah, yes. Really inexpensive.
It says number 3 is already out.
Well, we haven't gotten it yet officially.
Okay.
So even though it's out, we're still waiting for distribution. But with the weather the way it's been, a lot of comics got held up. So our live sale was, we working what we had. So it wasn't a whole lot. So I'm expecting to come out soon.
Okay.
So that is my Comic Cranny offering of the week.
Y'all, this looks pretty good. He got the damn trench coat on. And
yep. Yep.
Okay.
When I tell you it has the vibes and it has the storytelling and just the whole overall overall feel of John Wick.
Mm-hmm. But, I'm loving it.
definitely one of my favorites of the year.
Yeah, it's on Kindle for $1.99 if you guys have a Kindle. And
Kindle,
that's the only one I see. Or go to your neighborhood comic book store and rock out. Yes. You guys,
yes, don't forget to get your floppies. I know you guys like to be convenient, but sometimes holding the comic in your hand is more of a spiritual experience.
I found for me, someone who doesn't like the format of comics, which is why I don't read them. Fight me if you want, I don't care. Because I don't like that, the block format, the storyboard layout format of comics. And no, I'm a book reader, so I like to flip pages. I find it's easier for me to read a comic digitally than to have the, now there are some that I do have, you know, some hard copies of. Thank you, Montel, for the gifts that you have given me, and some that I have went out and purchased myself.
Always.
Otherwise, I just bought a digital copy, and you know, that way City and I can read them together. But you know, trying to keep it within our time frame, guys, I'm going to keep it moving right along. I just wanted to share, I know I was going to give my update for my my Lego adventure on New Year's Day with all the new releases. I'm gonna get to that in a minute, but I just wanted to share with you guys that for Christmas, my son was at his dad's house and he didn't come home until January 2nd, and he got me like one of the best Christmas gifts I have ever gotten in my life. He got me a copy of the Star Wars Ronin.
Yo, book. That's fire, bro. Oh.
And it's that a Barnes and Noble incredible. Exclusive. It's written by Emma Mako Candon. And it's one of the Visions novels. And you guys, I started reading it, even though I got a ton of stuff to read for school. And I'm really looking forward to this. I also think this character is going to show up in one of the new Star Wars series coming out soon. Not sure which one, but I know someone has said that they thought they saw what looked like the Ronin character in the background of one of the early releases. So thank you, Ghostface. Mommy loves this gift. When I tell you my son knows me, he knows me. Anyways. So that is what I will be reading in between, you know, my finance books and my medical torts. So
at least you now got it down.
Now let's talk about the fuckery that is Lego real quick.
Oh, okay. Oh boy. Here we go. That's the fuckery.
As I told y'all on our last episode that they were having some new releases and some that I was excited about, specifically the Ahsoka Tano Brickhead that was coming out.
Yes.
So I was in my feelings and I went to my friend's house and we was drinking plenty of bloody Marias. So I didn't quite make the midnight login to get all of my goodies from Lego like I wanted to. I actually, even though I did wake up in the middle of a night about 3 a.m., I was like, you know what? If it's meant for me to have it, it'll be there when I get up, whatever the fuck time I get up on New Year's Day. So right. I got up and I decided, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just go to Target and see what Target and Walmart has, and I'm gonna just buy whatever I can get, and then I'll go get what I need online. Let me tell y'all, I get in Target, and when I say the shelves were fucking bare, they were bare, okay? I couldn't. The only thing I could get from Target, I got the microfighter, the Mandalorian microfighter, and I got the and I got this. I got the Imperial Shuttle Polypack. Y'all, I had to steal them out of somebody's shopping cart. Thank you. Whoever walked away from their cart. Okay, long enough for me to stalk it. And listen, I did like two drives of the aisle and nobody was coming back. I was like, okay, I done went past this shopping cart like twice. I'm gonna consider it abandoned and all the shit inside is free game. So
oh my god. Wow. Did you circle around it just making sure that no one came back to the car?
Oh, hell no. Once I got that shit, I dipped straight to the register. I'm not finna sit around and fight nobody. No, no. Listen, it ain't yours till you pay for it. Okay. That is the rule that I live by.
That is true.
That's why I don't never take my hands off my cart. Okay. Because I know it's the motherfucker in the store like me. All right. Okay. So I stopped by Walmart. I don't even know why I went by Walmart because they ain't have shit either. So I got home, I jumped online, and I was able to get the Snow Trooper Battle Pack, and I was able to get the Hoth AT-ST online. Nice. Praise God, before they sold out. Yes. But for some reason, the Ahsoka Tano Brickhead, as well as the Ahsoka Tano Brickhead, the Hoth Defense Battle Pack, and the Clone Trooper Command Station Battle Pack did not get released on the first like they were supposed to. Matter of fact, it's still just they coming soon. Ain't even no damn date. I called stores because, listen, I was probably going to drive to the damn Lego store to get these, but they're not available. They were released in some countries, just not in the United States.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So I wasn't able to get those, but I did. Like I said, I got the Snow Trooper Battle Pack, which I'm happy about that. I got the Hoth AT-ST. And another thing that I picked up, which was an impulse buy, was I got the Sonic the Hedgehog creator set.
Oh boy.
So even though I have not played a single game of Sonic.
She said, I haven't started yet, but I'm gonna start now.
Get around to it. You know, Sydney Switch is finally back. So I do think we have one of the Sonic games downloaded to the Switch. So y'all, that is my update on my haul. I didn't get much. I mean, like I said, I got some things. I did pick up a few things on sale. Some of the Christmas sets that I wanted, I got that, which was the Polar Bear in the gift pack Christmas tree ornament. So I'm gonna have a decked out Christmas tree next year, y'all. Hey.
Oh goodness.
And I got the Frankenstein Brickhead, but I'm keeping my eyes peeled, you guys. And you know, if y'all see some, hit a bitch up, let me know where I could go to get it. If y'all see the Ahsoka Tano Brickhead out there on the shelf somewhere, let a bitch know, because I need it in my life.
Or snatch it up for her and let her know you got it, so that way y'all
Yes, schedule. I will compensate thee. Schedule.
Oh my goodness.
All right, you guys. We're bringing this episode to a close. Thank you guys for hanging out with us this Friday morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for the support. Thank you for the love. Everyone who's coming to join us for the first time, we appreciate that. So let's say with your boy Montel, stay nerdy, stay geeky, stay sexy, and find good boy.
Fine, good boy. And you guys, come on now. It is this Omicron, whatever, is highly contagious. Not as vicious, so they say, but we don't want to find out. So I want you to continue to wash your hands. I want you to continue to social distance. Wear your fucking mask. Get vaccinated if need be. Get your booster if you need it. I have spoken. And I love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.